It's 10 trivia questions on cars in music, movies, and books written by my friend John Bao. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. And today's episode is all about cars. If you like automobiles from music, movies, and books, this is an episode you should listen to. It was written by my friend John Bao, who plays a lot of live trivia nights with the Inland Empire Trivia Meetup group on Facebook. Shout out to them. My friend Lindsay runs that group. And I've met some cool pals through the course of this group playing my trivia nights. And I've actually played some trivia with them on occasion. So John wrote these questions a couple months back. He said, hey, you always talk about never being able to play trivia much yourself. So here's a nice packet of questions. And this is the very last quiz from that packet. I think I've recorded all the other rounds at some point over the last 6 to 9 months or so. So I hope you have fun with today's episode. If you ever want to do that, if you ever want to send me questions for me to use at my live trivia nights or on the podcast, I'm always looking for content doing this show every single day. So that would be greatly appreciated. You can email me attachments or emails of questions or whatever you want at ryanbuds@gmail.com. You could also hit me up on the contact form on triviawithbuds.com. And while you're over there, click around, see some videos, see a ton of pictures, and have some fun just exploring my world of pop culture trivia. There's a lot of blogs on there too. I don't do them so frequently anymore, but I try and come up with something every month or two just to kind of throw on there in case people are looking for ideas for like a 90s trivia party or trivia team names, etc. Hopefully I come up in a Google search for that kind of stuff. If you have any ideas on how to make the show bigger and better, again, you just drop me a line and I will definitely consider what you have cooking. And if you want to support the show monetarily, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. It's linked in all the show notes and full episode descriptions on whatever you're listening to the podcast on. And throw us a few bucks, from $1 to $50 a month. There's tons of different reward tiers. You can get all the live trivia that I use every single month in a nice zip file of PowerPoint presentations if you're a trivia host by donating $50 a month. And if you want to just kind of be on board, get a thank you in the show notes of every episode and access to certain things like our Discord app chat, you could donate just $1. And there's a bunch of different reward tiers in between those two. So go check them out at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Trivia with Buds. Join about 52 other people on there and help us grow bigger and better every single day. We're going to jump into these 10 questions from my friend John on cars and music, movies, and books right about now. Here we go. All right, cars and music, movies, and books. Now, my car will not come up in this quiz. I'll give you a little detail on mine if you're new to the show. It's a 2009 Hyundai Sonata. It's the first car I ever bought straight out of college, and I've put 295,000 miles on it. I have to get an oil change about every month because I drive quite a bit, and it's insane. The back windows don't work. The auxiliary doesn't work. There's a lot of things going wrong with this car, and I'm not a car guy. When this car dies, I'm going to buy like the 3-year new model of that one. I'll probably get like a 2012 Hyundai Sonata just so I could have Bluetooth. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to drive these cars into the ground. And I can't imagine in my entire life, even if I'm a millionaire, I'm not going to buy a new car. I'll just get a used car with low mileage. What's the difference if you don't like cars? But if you like cars, this episode's for you. And here's some questions from John. Number one, Bruce Springsteen sang about these half-buried cars. What were we talking about there? Number one, Bruce Springsteen sang about these half-buried cars. What cars are we talking about there? Must be a song title. Number one. Question number two, what kind of car did James Rockford drive on the Rockford Files? Number two, that's a question for somebody older. What kind of car did James Rockford drive in the Rockford Files? I feel like if you asked a 19-year-old, hey, have you ever seen the Rockford Files? They'd be like, is that a dubstep group? Number two. Number two. Question number three. Prince sang about this red car. What red car is in question? Number three. Prince sang about this red car. What are we talking about? Number three. Question number four, what kind of car did Emmett Lathrop, Doc Brown, PhD drive? Number four, what kind of car did Emmett Doc Brown, PhD drive? Number four, the full name there, number four. Question number five, in the novel, what make of car did Jay Gatsby drive? What kind of car did Jay Gatsby have in The Great Gatsby? Number five. Question number six, Janis Joplin always wanted one of these cars in a hit song. Number six, Janis Joplin wanted one of these cars. What car was it? Number six. Question number seven, Ferris Bueller convinces his friend Cameron to drive his father's car. What kind of car was that? There's a very specific answer for this one. If you're a big fan of Ferris Bueller, maybe you know it. Number seven, what kind of car did Cameron's dad have? Number seven. Question number eight, what kind of car starred in Stephen King's book Christine? That's a great question. Number eight, what kind of car starred in Stephen King's book Christine? This car, I think, killed people, ate them. Did this car eat people? I don't think it ate people, but it caused them harm. I've seen parts of the movie. Number eight. Two questions left to go on John's quiz. Number nine, Jeff Bridges starred in a 1988 film that told the story of the brief production of what car? Number nine, Jeff Bridges starred in the 1988 film that told the story of the brief production of what car? And the last question, number 10, what kind of car was Chuck Berry driving as he chased Maybelline? Number 10, what kind of car was Chuck Berry driving as he chased Maybelline? Those are all your questions for cars and music, movies and books from John Bau. We'll be right back in just a second to see how many of these automobile-related cues you got the A's for. Here we are back with cars and music, movies and books, the answers from John Bau's quiz. Let's see how many you got right out of 10. Number one, Bruce Springsteen sang about these half-buried cars, and he was talking about a Cadillac. Number one, Cadillac. Question number two, what kind of car did James Rockford drive in the Rockford Files? He drove a Pontiac Firebird. Pretty badass car. Number two. Number three, Prince sang about this red car. This and the next one are probably the only two I would have definitely got. Little Red Corvette. Little Red Corvette. Number three, love me some Prince. Number four, what kind of car did Doc Brown drive? That was, of course, the DeLorean. Popular car of that time. The DeLorean. Number five, in the novel, what kind of car did Jay Gatsby drive? He had a Rolls Royce. That's a rich guy car, even back then. Number five. Number six, Janis Joplin wanted one of these cars. She wanted a Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz. Number seven, Ferris Bueller convinces his friend Cameron to drive his father's car. What kind of car was this? You were looking for a very specific answer, according to John here, a 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California Spider. Spider spelled with a Y, like you're a spy. Number seven. Number eight, what kind of car starred in Christine, the Stephen King murderous car book? A Plymouth Fury, right? Fury's in the title. It's going to kill you, probably. Hyundai Sonata is just going to, like, sing you stuff or write you poems. Number nine. That's why I drive it. It's very safe. Jeff Bridges starred in a 1988 film that told the story of the brief production of a car, a Tucker 48. Tucker 48. Don't even know what that is. And number 10, what kind of car was Chuck Berry driving as he chased Maybelline? I'm guessing in some song lyrics, a V8 Ford. V8 Ford. Number 10. Those were all your answers to John's quiz questions today. I hope you had fun playing along with cars and music, movies and books. Thank you, John, for the questions. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go to them for all your printing needs, fmdesignsinc.com. Tell them Buds sent you for a deal. What streaming service airs a new show called Carnival Row? My family's watching it right now. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Wayne Knight for the actor who played Newman on Seinfeld. And your trivia team name of the day is Get Your Geek On, like the Missy Elliott song Get Your Freak On, but replace freak with geek. Get your geek on. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And if you want to win real money playing real trivia, go to skillyworld.com and download this new app. It's just like HQ, true false trivia at its finest. First game is free. Skillyworld.com. Click the link in the show notes. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.